Think a minute. You know there's a secret to a successful business? It's doing the right things, not just doing things right. In fact, even if you don't own a business, these right things and principles will also work in your personal life. Rule number one is actually a well-known phrase in business. Find a need and fill it. You find success and happiness as you help others find it, by meeting their needs. Obviously, you can't give what you don't have, so you need to learn what you're good and skilled at doing, as well as enjoy doing, because a person rarely succeeds at anything unless he enjoys doing it. Henry Ford became successful because he developed a car that was affordable for everyday people, not just the rich. Ford understood that if a need persists, the answer exists. And the more people whose needs that business serves, the more successful it becomes. You may own a local business which serves your community's needs with quality products and services. Or you may be a doctor, teacher, carpenter, musician, salesman, or one of many other professions. So you're filling an important place in your community by being your best at what you do. You're making the lives of others better through your skills and quality service. This leads us to rule number two for success, which is do for others what you want others to do for you. This famous golden rule is a law and principle that works. It's when you treat others the way you want to be treated that you find real success, both in your career and in your relationships with fellow workers, friends, and family. So you can follow these first two rules for success in every area of your life, both professionally and personally. So why not ask Jesus to forgive you for living your own way? Then give him control of your heart so you can follow his plan for your success in the business of life. Why not start today? Just think a minute.
If you'd like to know more, write to us on the internet at thinkaminute.com and join us next time we stop and think a minute. Think a Minute is brought to you by the Assemblies of God.